month.
OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. Man killed in Sandton hit linked to 255 million rand Free State contract and presidency ordered to pay costs for withdrawal of state capture appeal. A businessman who was gunned down in an apparent hit in Sandton last year can be linked to a questionable 255 million rand asbestos auditing contract from the Free State Department of Human Settlements. In an exclusive story, News 24 reports Ignatius Ego Mpambani, then 37, was shot dead in broad daylight in June as he was driving down Sandton's Bowling Avenue in a Bentley worth about 3 million rand. Police at the time confirmed that the shooter or shooters didn't take any money from the scene, despite the fact that Mpambani had drawn cash before his death. News 24 has now established that Mpambani was one of the main beneficiaries of a controversial contract to audit and assess houses with asbestos roofs in the Free State. According to documents from the Provincial Department of Human Settlements, a joint venture between a Gauteng-based engineering consultancy firm and Mpambani's company, Diamond Hill Trading 71, scored a 255 million rand contract in 2014 for the audit and assessment of asbestos housing units. Further records from the Provincial Human Settlements Department show that the department paid the joint venture 230 million rand. The presidency has been ordered to pay the costs of its application for leave to appeal a High Court judgment related to the Public Protector's report on state capture. The presidency was in the North Gauteng High Court in Pretoria to formally indicate President Cyril Ramaphosa's April 6 decision to withdraw the appeal application first made by his predecessor Jacob Zuma in December. Zuma had filed the original appeal through the presidency while he was still in office, after the court dismissed his bid to review former public protector Thuli Madonsela's state of capture report. The court also ordered Zuma to pay the estimated 10 million rand legal costs in his personal capacity. State Attorney Isaac Chowe for the presidency asked yesterday that the court make a cost order for the appeal up to the April 6th date. He also indicated that Ramaphosa's withdrawal did not prevent Zuma from appealing the judgment in his private capacity. Judge President Dunstan Mlambu ordered that the presidency pay costs for the appeal up to the present date. And then the Free State Education Department is in the process of ending its deal with Buthelezi Private Ambulance Services, despite contrary belief, according to MEC Butana Kompela. Kompela refutes allegations the department has been pumping millions into private ambulance service providers and denies that they have also given the controversial Buthelezi ambulances a long-term contract, as the opposition in legislature claims. In an exclusive interview with OFM News, Kompela explained the ambulance contracts.
When we buy 25 ambulances, and the ambulance has to be designed, and each ambulance has to have 10 nurses that are working in one ambulance, and therefore it's a lot of money. So this year we've taken 25, and then we're left with 25. Next year we'll be done with Buthelezi.
Your top story at this hour. A businessman who was gunned down in an apparent hit in Sandton last year can be linked to a questionable 255 million rand asbestos auditing contract from the Free State Department of Human Settlements. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.